Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my Dog Psychology Radio Show. My name is Dale McCluskey. I'd like to welcome you. On today's show, I'm going to be discussing why it is that the dog training world is in such a mess. This is part five of my series regarding explaining why there's so much divisiveness and this not getting along issue. And it's a very real issue. And the difference between, say, what I show and the system shows and what, say, other people show, even so-called balance trainers show, is that I'm actually identifying the real problem and I'm actually showing what training really is, what it really represents. And going deeper, the system of training, which I developed from my first police service dog, Reuben, is actually where I was able to and how I was able to develop a level of insight into what, you know, identifying, you know, what is the problem and what is training, you know, what does it really represent, is going beyond, pushing beyond the boundary lines, being able to really look at the contradictions, the issues, which are still there. I mean, nothing has really changed at all since when I get into training back in 1993. But early on in my, you know, policing career was, you know, looking at the tough questions. Once, you know, getting to a level of within the training field where, you know, I could actually start to look beyond the appearance of things and actually look at appearances and say appearances are getting people into a lot of trouble here, because a lot of trainers are making assumptions through their interpretive script, which I show the assumptions are totally upside down. I mean, oftentimes appearances are actually what are getting many trainers into a lot of trouble. They're making assumptions on, you know, how dogs respond to the, you know, mainstream script. Which is totally, like I said, it doesn't always represent that meaningful change is actually happening, that unwanted behavior is actually diminishing at all. And the problem here is that there's a lot of trainers who have invested in appearances, because it's all about people's emotions, you know, about making people feel good. And that's really what it's become. It's really kind of the whole focus has shifted away from looking at or asking tough questions and some hard truth here, and people are just doing what feels good and what's easy. And so it should come as no surprise that the dog training world isn't such a mess, and that we have 4 million dogs being killed every year in North America. So there's a clear disconnect here. There's a the mission statement isn't lining up. So there's this narrative that many people are promoting is false. It's because it's built on a lie. It's built on this ideology that wants people to think that there's an easy path to dog training, and really there isn't. You know, it just appears to be. Yeah, but people are buying into it because they're all caught up in their emotions and their feelings, how they feel about things. And so when things, you know, go off course and say unwanted behavior doesn't actually resolve itself, then what happens is the dog's getting the blame. And the group that is doing this, the people promoting this ideology, really they're responsible. I mean, they're the problem, and they're getting away with it because of these dynamics in play, which will appear to line up. But what I'm doing is holding people to the fire. I'm actually showing that this group that's doing this it's like fuzzy math. I mean, it's like shifting sands. They're playing a shell game, and I'm showing they should know better. I mean, in fact, it's getting into a higher level here of asking the question: why is this such a problem? Well, you're getting into a different issue again, which I'm going to talk about in my shows. You're getting into the issue of idolatry and why these people are turned over to this. This mess, and even highly educated people, because you're into a relational issue here, and these dynamics, how they play off each other, extremely problematic. And so this whole science-based issue, it just shows how easily people can be deceived. and turned over to something if they're, you know, in opposition to it. And nature does that. So that's why, to me, nature is absolutely amazing. Because there's a depth to it. There's a level here that I'm showing that a lot of people just can't get, won't get, refuse to get. But I'm going to move on. I mean, the thing is, that's why I say my system is not about the many. It's about the few, because the many aren't going to turn around. You know, so it's, you know, and my hope is that the few will make enough of a difference that perhaps at some point you get this situation turned around. But very, very difficult. Even that's why I even call out balanced trainers. I'm not playing favorites here. I'm saying that training is a relational changing process. It's a intervention. And this whole idea that there's, you know, you can intermix ideologies, and you can, you know, balanced trainers can use, you know, a mixture of, say, of what's defined as, you know, more adversive methods, such as, you know, using remote collars, and then using, you know, introducing food into the you know, mix of things, and more specifically, treating training as a learning-based exercise. What I show is how that packages itself up relationally at the relational level. It oftentimes sets, you know, creates this issue with response. It can create this scripting problem that even balance trainers are not seeing it. They're, of course, on the spectrum of change, I'm showing that, sure, you're going to be more successful than those who outright exploit learning at such a level that they're trying to, you know, in this anti-leadership, anti-dominance, you know, agenda, and they're totally misrepresenting what physical force is relationally. It's not defined the way that they're trying to redefine it. It just creates more of a problem. The risk levels go way up. So, you know, so when you get into this issue of use, that's why I'm talking about clicker training and treat training. Why it's such a problem is because of how people think and you know, what that represents relationally with how people think. It's a huge problem, and people just don't see, you know, a lot of these, especially the trainers. I mean, I'll be honest, if you've invested in a certain way of thinking, and then you're focused on being popular, okay, you add some this and some popularity to this. And one example is, and not to pick on, you know, Jeff Gelman here too much, but you look at his morphing, his evolving views on, you know, introducing these concepts of learning. He's an example of that's why, if you're not walking on solid ground, if you're not right out of the starting gate, if you're not treating training for what it is, you know, then you're deceived too. I mean, you're not identifying the real problem, basically, and that needs to happen. That's my point. I mean, it's not just about saying, well, Dale McCluskey's dog training, everyone should go to him because he's the best dog trainer in the world. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm saying, no, let's, you know, if you want to make a real difference, let's look at what training is. I'm not, you know, I didn't develop really, you want to get philosophical, I didn't develop anything. I'm just pointing towards nature fully. I'm just saying this is what it is. You know, I've really, in essence, I've developed nothing. I'm just showing what nature really is for people and what needs to happen through how the type of connection that's shared through nature and through dogs and through the pack relationship. So, you know, I'm just showing it. So, you know, all the techniques and everything that I work off of, what they do is they bring people in the right relationship. Okay, they change what people think. So, you know, it's all relational stuff that, you know, what I'm showing people. So so I really encourage people to really think about, you know, what I'm showing. And so getting back to Jeff Gelman, yeah, looking at his, you know, morphing views, you know, on, you know, what training is and introducing, you know, learning ideology into that mix. Even this is what will happen. Even the really, you know, the exploiters, the ones that are really pushing it into this level with the anti-dominance, anti-leadership message, the so-called, you know, science people, they'll call him out. I mean, they'll even call him out and say, well, you know, why are you using remote collars still, or why are you doing this? And seeing that's the problem, is that he'll say, well, dogs still need, you still have to advocate leadership or offer a correction. But see, that's the problem here, is you can't really, I mean, he's not standing on solid ground. You know, he's starting to morph into that, into treating it as a learning-based exercise. And the problem is that, with that, again, is this issue of how it packages up. So, again, going, you know, switching gears here away from Jeff Gelman, more general here, I'm saying that there is no such thing as balanced training. That's been created from, you know, this problem or this idea that, you know, there's more than one way to train a dog. And again, if you really look at what I show, is that's based on this whole issue of appearances, on not really looking at the scripting problem, just making assumptions based on just the fact of dogs, how they respond, not putting it in the context. So, for example, if a dog chases a ball and one dog is in right relationship with the owner, they're going towards that ball as a follower, and one isn't. They're both, you know, at the physical level, at the speed level, you won't see a difference. You won't be able to identify which dog is in right relationship and which one isn't. How you define that is to go further and see how they interact with that ball. One will tear the ball up and not bring it back. The other one will bring it back and drop it at the handler's feet on command. And so that's how you identify. But again, so there's certain things that you're not going to identify through how dogs respond. You have to look at the motives that underpin response. I mean, this is the issue here, and you get into the issue of motives, relational motives. That's how I'm going deeper here to say, okay, let's qualify the type of influence that's happening or being established or not being established between dogs and owners. I mean, the type is like parental influence. You have to identify, you know, the motives that motivate, say, the child to do the things they do. See, and that's the thing, is these very people who are trying to promote learning this ideology as some sort of new age thing, they're totally ignoring the fact of even in the human world that doesn't line up. Okay, they're ignoring the problems, and there's problems. You look at the narcissistic person and what motivates them to do the things they do. It's relational. It's no different. But they're in complete denial that, you know, the same problems could possibly exist within both worlds. And they do, in fact. And that is the problem. Well, give me a second. I'm going to have a drink of my coffee, my Tim Hortons coffee. You watch one of my videos. I talk about my coffee and my taste for certain coffee. But because definitely if I have one issue, it's not smoking, it's not drinking, it's my coffee, and that's my vice. And so I encourage you, while you're listening to my shows, get your cup of coffee and relax and take in what I say. I mean, I really encourage people to even listen to some of my older shows. But because there's definitely gold nuggets here I give people. I mean, you know, and this is the problem, what I have to say, you're either going to get something from it, you're going to get some great information and some, you know, gold nuggets, or you're going to be extremely upset, okay? You're going to be extremely mad and want to turn off the show because it's some hard truth I'm telling people. It brings the focus on the people. You know, it's not the dogs aren't the problem, it's the people that are the problem. Without human influence, you know, we weren't involved in this at all, you wouldn't have these issues at all. Okay, nature responds and aligns itself on its terms. Okay, it follows its own rules. You know, we're bringing dogs into our world and we're creating a mess because we're trying to control dogs, and at the same time we're not in right relationship relationally. We're not in right relationship, so we're messing dogs up. So the behavior issues aren't just some sort of thing that is happening outside the parameters of how we're connecting, okay? It all lines up. And so these behavioralists who try to, you know, blame, say, it's a genetic problem with the dog and do want to medicate the dog, no, it's a problem with the people, okay? And even the vets who are buying into this, I mean, they're making lots of money. That's the thing people have to understand. Ask yourself a question here. You know, as I'm talking about, you know, why the dog training world is in such a mess, ask yourself the question. People are making lots of money, okay? They're at both ends of it, okay? The behavioralists, because this is very popular. It's not about right relationships. It's about just how people feel and their emotions and making people feel good about it. where's the incentive to stop, to look at what I show, to bring the focus? No, I mean, because you have to understand something. If people accept what I have to say about this issue here, there's got to be trade-off. Okay, really think about what I'm saying. Even balanced trainers, there has to be trade-off. You can't continue to promote it, training the way that you do. Okay, there has to be a major overhaul. Okay, it has to be a major overhaul. And there has to be anyway, if things are going to change. So, but, you know, they aren't. So if it's really about the dogs, which I challenge that. I mean, is it really about dogs? No. I mean, dogs are being killed here and being destroyed, medicated, and all sorts of terrible things are happening. It's not about dogs at all. It's about people, but it's about people not in a good way. Okay, it's about people being selfish and self-centered. And so these narratives about this being positive reward-based, well, who's it positive for? That's my question. I mean, that's a false narrative. It's just trying to stand on this being love-based somehow. It's not love at all. It's self-love. Okay, it's not the type of good love that it's about meeting the needs of another or sharing that way or mutual need or meeting someone else's needs. It's not at all. It's a narcissistic, self-promoting, selfish way of thinking. And people aren't going to like that on all ends. And whether it's the dog people promoting behaviors or the dog owner, you know, that's just how it is. But you see, that's the thing. You have to come to the end of yourself, okay, in order to come in the right relationship. You have to surrender how you think. You have to turn over your thinking. And people who are doing this, they're absolutely in rebellion to nature. So people are having trouble with their dogs. That's why I say it's idolatry. That's all it is. Okay, let's just simplify this. And put that card out there. It's idolatry. That's it. And I'll talk about this, why it is on other shows, but exactly what it is. So I'm indicting the entire dog training world, basically, and saying that this is why it's such a mess. So, but again, at the same time, saying, I'm here to help people. People come to me, they're ready for help. And amazing things can happen because the reverse things happen instead of taking hope away through, because that's what you have to look at what I'm showing. If you're, you know, not in the right relationship or you have a scripting problem happening here, you're not going to fix really aggressive dogs or truly make a big difference or a real difference at all, because you're still going to have problems. You know, even these dynamics I talk about, these balanced trainers that work off of Cesar Millan's philosophy with these pack dynamics, why is they don't line up? Why like things don't line up? They may look like they line up, but they don't line up. So in the end, people may not like what I'm saying, but if you really want to make a big difference, or if you really want to fix a really aggressive dog and bring a dog back from the edge, this system can do that and will do that. So there's no deception in the system of training. Right out of the starting gate, see, that's the thing. You're not wasting your time. You're not wasting your money. You're not spinning your wheels. Right within the first 5-10 minutes, okay, change is happening. So really, this system, as hard as probably some of this is for the majority of people to hear, I'm empowering people. There's no limits. Okay, you break through. I mean, you're going deeper. And then the thing is, why wouldn't you want that? Okay, you know, when I was like years ago looking at some of these issues, I wanted to know the truth. I mean, nothing could stop me from you know, achieving it. I was like, that's what drove me from, you know, why I was so successful with my police dogs, and right from the beginning. I don't talk about that. I don't want to brag about that stuff, but because I wanted to push all the boundaries. I had the underdog mentality, and so I wanted to know more. And so when you look at this whole issue of appearances, why wouldn't you want to break through, shatter that? You know, that's my thing about stuff. I mean, if you really love the truth, if you love science, you love truth. Well, truth and science are supposed to go together. Well, why even holding on to this idea that this is even science? That would be my challenge to these people that are promoting this as science. It's a joke. I mean, if you really love the truth and you're science-driven, well, this isn't science and you don't love the truth, and what are you doing? I mean, if you're not willing to go further and deeper, what's the point? I mean, to me, it's extremely boring. I wouldn't accept it. I mean, I just wouldn't be part of it because it's a joke. If it's about popularity or money, that's not what matters to me. you know, if I'm going to be popular or make money, I'm certainly going to do it standing on the truth. I mean, that's just how it's going to go down. And that's how it is going down with this system. I don't care if I stand by myself. Don't get me wrong. I, you know, there's something in everybody that wants to be accepted and, you know, that wants to be well-liked. But this is not going to happen this way. I mean, this is the problem. There's so many people out there, even Jeff Gelman, trying to turn this into some sort of motivational exercise and making statements about, you know, the only thing people will remember you by is how you made them feel. Well, I'm not in it. You know, think about that statement, okay? When you raise children up, is it all about just how they feel, making them feel good? I mean, think about it. How does a narcissist get a selfish person become that? I mean, they just don't pop out of nowhere. I mean, they're creative, okay? It's all about, you know, you can make them feel good. It's just all about their feelings, not about what the real world is. That's not, you're not truly loving them. You're not preparing them. You can't all be about your feelings. You know, nature's not about that. There's actual truth here. And so nature's like a brick wall, so there's deception, too. If you make it all about your feelings, you're going to be deceived. And that's what's happening in the dog training world. What's wrong with feeling bad? Okay, that's my question. What's wrong with feeling bad if it brings you into the truth? You know, restoration is about, you know, relationship is about that. You know, sometimes if you hurt people's feelings, okay, restoration comes to apologizing, and you're going to feel bad about that, right? You did something wrong. So, you know, this whole idea that it's just about making people feel good, it's not about making people feel. People need to feel bad, okay? If you look at what I show, you should feel really bad. It should feel, if you care about dogs, look at this issue, it's very destructive. So, you know, you have to feel bad until you can feel really good because you know that that's what true love's about. I mean, in the end, okay, you're going to feel really good because you're actually meeting your dog's needs. You're actually taking the stress off them, okay? You're actually fixing the real problem. And if you have to feel bad about that because you're very selfish and you need to get out of your selfish thinking and you need to, you know, become that person, that agent of change, you have to change how you think. And you have to feel bad a little bit about that. Well, so be it. But even when I help people, I tell them people are trying to beat up on themselves and try to blame you know, it's not about that either, okay? Don't feel bad like that. Don't, you know, it's not about, you know, beating up on yourself because you just didn't know. And we're all selfish. All of us can be extremely selfish people. I mean, that's just the fallen nature of the world. That's just the fallen self. But, you know, surrendering how you think, restoration comes to, you know, you look at right relationship, it comes to surrendering how you think. It comes to changing how you think. And so this is all part of it. So people need to reconcile their feelings, that it just can't be about you and how you feel. You know, this is not a feel-good type of motivational thing that way. And people are trying to sell it like that. But then it's about them, what they're trying to do. And I'll tell you what these dog trainers are trying to do, so-called balanced dog trainers. They're trying to. It's about money, okay. It's about popularity. It's about identity, okay. They're looking for identity through this stuff. They're looking to be popular. They're looking to elevate themselves. So you can't do it in the culture or how things are right now. Look at what I'm showing. I'm going to be the most unpopular person on the planet, okay, with this stuff, with what I'm saying, because I'm going against the mainstream. I'm going against, you know, I'm showing people the real problem here. People aren't going to like it, based on how they're thinking, how they're feeling, okay? But you can look at the big picture and look at the amount of dogs being killed. In fact, if you put people into all these dog shelters, these dogs are coming in there, being given up on, and you apply what I say and do have an intake person that are asking certain questions, I guarantee you it's going to show that I'm exactly what I'm saying relationally. Okay, with these behaviors, it's going to line right up. Okay, it's going to line right up. That won't ever happen. Okay, that just can't happen. It won't happen because of how this is like a culture. It's like an entire culture has been created of you know, how this is all lined up. People have too much to lose. Again, getting back to a trade-off. Okay, people aren't going to make it. And getting back, going further here, looking at guys like Ian Dunbar. If you go in and watch my video where I'm talking about where Ian Dunbar is having a conversation with John McGuigan, who's, you know, from Glasgow, and you know, even Ian Dunbar, when Ian Dunbar is, you know, when John McGuigan is, you know, he's talking about this ideology about learning and about physical force and all this stuff. If you pay attention, there's a moment in there, and I talk about this on the video. Ian Dunbar actually starts to, you know, talk about the problem here a little bit. Okay, talks about these pure positive trainers who use too many using treats at such a level and going on. McGuigan's taken back. If you watch, McGuigan kind of pulls back a little bit, like he's in a state of shock. He can't believe that it disrupts his narrative, because I don't think they had a conversation before the interview. He just assumed that, you know, that Ian Dunbar would just hop on board with this narrative and say, oh, yeah, no, yeah, that's right. He did. He doesn't. He even knows there's a problem. But you see, the other issue is he won't go. He can only go so far. Okay, he's invested everything in his ideology. I mean, he's about learning, about this being science-based. So he's all in. He knows there's a problem, okay? I mean, I say this, that these people should, if you're at least bit objective or apply some critical thinking, you know there's a problem. But see, that is the problem. Now, even getting this issue about balanced training, it's the same thing. They're not identifying the real problem. They're only going to go so far to say, you know, what is training, and this thing about treating as a learning-based exercise and this scripting problem, okay? They don't go so far, because, and it's the same thing when I put forward this study I did involving over 1,000 dogs and owners. There's only so far. I mean, I didn't put the study out for it to be recognized or accepted. Okay, I put it out to say, here's the problem. But anyway, I'm going to finish off here just to say that it is a problem. Okay, this is the issue. I want to finish off on part 5. This will be the last of this, you know, in the series of the dog training world being in such a mess. In my next show, I'm going to be having an interview with a dog trainer out of Kansas, and Robert Masters. He'll be discussing about, you know, animal dog rehab, and just opening up just so that you can see there are other trainers out there who are doing it right. I'm not alone in this, but they are. I'll admit they appear to be few and far between. I really haven't encountered a lot of them, but there are some. I'm going to be bringing Robert Masters on. He's one, to talk about his training and what he's doing, and just to kind of give people an idea that especially from the dog rehab part of it, which is very important, for him to discuss about how he go about he does the dog rehab. So it should be a very interesting interview. That's Monday morning at 11 o'clock. I encourage you to tune in join us and have him on as my guest. And I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, if you have any questions or about this problem about learning theory, the issues that I bring up, I encourage you to check out my videos on my YouTube channel, on my website. Lots of great videos, a lot of free videos there. I discuss this issue because it's important. I mean, if you want to be successful with your dog, if you're dealing with an aggressive situation, it's an important issue. It really is. It's a critical issue, this issue with how this stuff lines up about changing how you think relationally. It really is, because ultimately, people want to be successful. So my system, it's all about that. It's all about being, making sure people are successful. If you live out of Florida, I have a Skype option. It's a great option. You can send me some video before the Skype call. I get access to my books, and we get to talk, and I get to help you, get you on the right path. So the Skype option's great. I can see what you're doing and be able to help you out. So anyway, check out my website. Thanks for tuning in, and I encourage you to check out Monday's show where we have Robert Masters on as my guest. So take care.